on the top of Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan. Zer Zor, Shesidr Samarocha Chayv. If a Zor set up the wood on the Mizbeach, so he's Chayv Misa. Kate said, who also, so what can you do if a Zor did it? Park of a Choser Vesodra. So he takes it apart and puts it back on. Takes it off the Mizbeach and puts it back on. Versus Maya Hanile, it's mashma that the Zor takes it down and puts it back up. So what did you accomplish? Ella Parka Zor Vesodra Koi. No, what he meant to be say is that even a Zor can take it off the Mizbeach, but putting it back up, a Kohen puts it up and he fixes up the thing. In other words, it doesn't become puzzle from the fact that a Zor put it up there to begin with. It's just that at that point the Zor is Chayav Misa, and something a Kohen is going to have to do it. So take it off the Mizbeach and put it back on the Mizbeach with a Kohen. Rashi, Chayav Misa. Everybody holds that a Zor is not allowed to be Misadr the Maroch. But the Shaila is if he's Chayav Misa or not. Parka Hazar, Ein Tzorech Kohen, Listor Sidura, Ela Hazar Biatzmo. You don't need a Kohen to take it off the Mizbeach. Right, and as even a Zor can take it off the Mizbeach, but then a Kohen has to put it back, and if he puts it back it helps and it's kosher.
And the Zor becomes not Chayv Misa?
Pashut is not, it's a Shaila. They have such a Shaila. Now if you take it off and you put it back, right, does now that make it as if it never happened? Or no, it happened, but now it's got to be the kashrus of the Marocha, it's kosher. Pashut is Zor Shlo Chayv Misa. Doesn't take away his Chayav Misa. What he did was Osir, and he did it, his Chayav Misa. And now, what's it called? The possibility that he shouldn't be Chayav Misa is that Sidur HaMarocha is only Chayav Misa if in the end you use that Marocha. But if in the end you didn't use it, then it could be that there's no Chayav Misa stamp for putting wood on the Mizbeach. But the Maisa most Achronim hold that he's still Chayav Misa. Maskifel Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira asked on Rav Yochanan, "V'chiyesh l'cha avoda shekshera b'layla p'sula b'zor?" Is there an avoda that's kosher b'layla, meaning that it's not such a choshev avoda that's avodas yom? Avodas layla is less choshev, and a zor is what to call p'sula b'zor means that a zor is chayiv misa for it. Gemara says v'lo, v'hari evarim u'pedarim, v'evarim u'pedarim are avodas layla. And a Zor is not allowed to burn the Ivarim and Pidorim that were, what's it called, left over from the day. Where it says, no, Sof Avodah the Yamamahu. That's not Avodah Laila. That's the end of Avodah Hayom. Where it says, Vahari Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is Kosher Balaila. And still a Zor that does Trumas Hadeshen is Chayiv Misa. This is like we had before. Yeah. Where it says, Tchilas Avodah the Yamamahi. No, that's the beginning of Avodah Hayom. So it gives it a chashivas. The Om Rav Asi, how do I know Trumas Hadeshen is of Tchilas Avodas Hayom? The Om Rav Asi, Om Rav Yochanan, Kiddush Yod of the Trumas Hadeshen, Lamachar Eino Tzorech Lekadish, Shekvar Kiddush Min Tchilas Avodah. If you washed your hands, the Kohen washed his hands at night. For Trumas Hadeshen, when it gets light, he doesn't have to wash again. Even according to the Man the Omer, who says that Laila, Lina, is Poseles, the what's it called, Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, that's only if you didn't wash for the beginning of the Avodas of the day. But here you wash with the Kavanah of beginning the Avodas Hayom, that still remains kosher. So you see that Trumas Hadeshen is not Avodas Halayla, it's the beginning of Avodas Hayom. Rashi, V'harei Varim Uptorim Hekter Chalovim Shu Kol Halayla V'Shavinu Le'el Mi'arba Avodas Hazor Chayev L'Misa. Hekter Avarim Avarim Upidorim is Avodas Laila. It's what's it called, and it's what's it called Chayiv Misa. If a Zor does it, it's Avoda Tama. There's no Avoda after that, and it's what's it called? It's Avoda Tama, and it's also Avodas Matana, putting something on the Mizbeach. So it's both Tanoim, according to everybody, to be Chayiv Misa, even though it's done at night. Shmuel says, no, that's not Avodas Laila, that's Sof Avodas Hayom, that finishes off the Avodah. You could have done that during the day also, so you're just finishing it off at night. Bari Trumas Hadeshen, Dechsiv Kohuna, Trumas Hadeshen needs a Kohen, And even though we had a machlokas before, whether Trumas Hadesh and Azor is Chayiv Misa or not, but not because it's Avodas Laila, either because it wasn't Avodas Matama, it's Avodas Siluk. But Lamaisa, everybody holds that if it's Avodas Laila, it wouldn't be Pater from Misa. So, well, you see that even Avodas Laila, you could be Chayiv Misa. El Akasha, right there. So, it's Akasha. Right, that the chora, what's it called? We don't have a raya that avodas laila should be chayiv misa. There's nothing that's avodas laila that's chayiv misa. So why should sidur hamarocha, which could be done at night, be chayiv azor, be chayiv misa for it? Ela ki itmar hochi itmar. When Rabbi Yochanan said what he said it the following way: Om Ravasi, Om Rabbi Yochanan zor she sidur shnei gzirei etzim chayiv. Ho il vavodas yomi. Shnei gzirei etzim has to be done in the daytime. That you can't do at night. That has to be done in the day. And that's what's it called? The Azor is chayiv misa for shnei gzirei etzim. Because avodah tama, right, it finishes off a series of putting wood on the mizbeach, and putting the evorim in pedorim, or the evorim on the etzim is a new thing. That's not part of this series. And it's also avodah matani, putting something on the mizbeach. So Azor is chayiv misa. What?
Why wasn't
it listed before,
the Rav and Levi? What about it? The Rav and Levi, when Rav said, Arba Avodah Zorah Chayav Misa, Zrika, Tarah Misa, Chamayim Misa, Bayam, why didn't it say also this?
They mention other things also, the Gemara says over there. There's other things also that you Chayav Misa for. Anything similar to those Avodos, that are Avodos Matama and not Avodos, what's it called, and Avodah Tama. Maskith lo rova, ela meata tiboy pais, right? If that's the case, and such a choshev avoda shnei gzirei etzim, it should need a pais. The Gemara says, "Yishtamite hadatanya." Rova forgot the brisa. Misha zocha betrumas adeshin yizka besidur marocha besidur shnei gzirei etzim. There was a pais, wasn't a direct pais. And the Rishonim speak about why, or the Achronim speak about the Maisa, why didn't Ravan, why don't we say Ravan didn't forget that, but he meant why doesn't have a pious by itself, not a pious indirect from something else. But the Maisa, they say Terutzim, why that couldn't be, and Ravan meant to say it doesn't have any pious. You see, it does have a pious. It's a pious, whoever was Zolcha B'Trumas Hadeshen is Zolcha B'Sidur Marocha B'Sidur Shnei Gzirei Etzim. Where it says the name of the avodas yom boy pious, avodas laila boy pious, that seems to imply that Rava asked the kasha, how come it doesn't have a pious? If it's avodas yom, then it should need a pious, right? So the choshev avodah azor is chayiv misa shnei gzirei etzim should need a pious. Mashma, something that's not an avodas yom doesn't need a pious. Bahari evor muptorim need a pious, right? And what's it called? And there's not avodas yom. So why says sof avodah yomamahi? No, that is avodah sayom. It's the end of avodah sayom. Even though it's done at night, it's the end of avodah sayom, because it could have been done in the daytime too. Right, trumas hadeshen, right? I trumas hadeshen needs a pious, and trumas hadeshen is what's it called? Avodah you do at night. Where it says mishum ma'isa shahaya, right? That was because of they made it pious. Originally, they didn't have a pious for trumas hadeshen. But they made a pious for Trumas Hadeshen because of the mice of the Sakana of the people of the Kohanim knocking each other off the Mizbeach. We remain with the Kasha that, what's it called, that Reb Zera asked. How could it be that Sidur HaMarocha is Chayiv Misa by Azor when it's Avodas Laila? And we don't have any other Avodas Laila that's similar, because all the other Avodas Laila we answer that either they're Tchilas Avodas Yom or they're Sof Avodas Yom, but they're not Mamash Avodas Laila. But Sidur HaMarocha is not the beginning of the day, not the end of the night. It's an Avodah you could do totally at night. Avodas Yom Hu Dichsiv Ubir Alea Koin Eitzim Baboker Baboker. The Shnei Gzirei Eitzim has to be done Dafka in the daytime. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. Not Sidur HaMarocha, but Sidur Shnei Gzirei Etzim. Ela Me'ata, the Chashiva Kulei Hai, she Avodas Yom, Vezor Chayiv Aleha, if that's the case, that Shnei Gzirei Etzim is such a Choshev Avoda, that a Zor is Chayiv Misa for it, and it's Avodas Yom, you should need a pious. Gemara says, "Lameimer davodis yom boy pious, avodis laila lo boy pious." That's Rava seems to imply that it's only because it's avodis yom does it need a pious, but an avodis laila wouldn't need a pious, right? Mid ask if Rava ela meyata tiboy pious. Since Rava asked, since it's avodis yom, it should need a pious. Mashma that if it would be avodis laila, he would never nikasha. It's okay why he doesn't have a pious. Michlal hachavodah he boy. So hanan lo tznan. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay. Gemara says the memra davodis yom v'shezor chayav ale amisa boy pious ein zor chayav ale amisa lo boy pious. From Rava's kasha, we can also infer something else. They need two conditions: you need avodis yom and that a zor should be chayav misa for it. But if it's avodis yom and a zor is not chayav misa, then you don't need a pious, right? The harish shchita is avodis yom. But a zor is a chayav misa on shchita. Not only that, a zor is what's it called? The most shchitas are kosher bizar. And even those shchitas that are not kosher bizar, like shchitas parosh of kohen gadol, which the kohen gadol has to do on Yom Kippur, he has to shecht. A zor can't do that. But a zor is a chayav misa because it's not avodas tama. There's avodas after it. So the chori shouldn't need a what's it called a pious for shchita. Right, shani shchita the tchilas avodah. No, shchita is special because shchita is the beginning of all the avodos in the korban itself. So even though a zor is kosher with shchita, still they was and the kohanim had the minig to be shochet themselves because it's so such a kosher a thing to start off the avodah. Therefore, needed a pious. Rashi, the hoanan lo tznan she has sidush neigziratim avodas yom. When you get it, okay? No. Right. Omar Marzutra, the same Ravashi, Bohanan Lotznan Hochi. Right? Lechora, we didn't learn like that. That Shnig Zireyetzin has to be Dafka Bayom. Why? Lotznan Hochi. Because the Mishnah says, Omar Lohem Amamuna, the next parak, the next tomorrow's Omid, Tzur Uumigiyaz Man Hashchita. They used to say, go see to the Mamuna. Go up on the roof and see if you can see the sun. If the Zman HaShchita came. The Hilu, Zman Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, looked on it. But the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim came before the Shchita. They didn't send somebody up to the roof to see if it was daytime that they knew that they could put the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim on the Mizbeach. So the Chora Mashma that Shnei Gezirei Eitzim doesn't have to be in the day. Only Shchita has to be in the day. Where it says, no, Hachta Lesli Takan Tektoni. When did they have to go up and make sure it was daytime, something that if they shechted the animal at night, it was possible and you couldn't do anything about it? So they wanted to make sure it was daytime before they made the shechita. But the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, you also had to put it on in the daytime. But if ever they put it on at night, they could take it off, put it back on. So nishkaferlach, right? So therefore they didn't bother somebody to go up to the roof to see if it was daylight. They saw from the downstairs, if it looked daylight, it was good enough. But the Evan, if it wasn't, they made a mistake, so you could fix it up. But if they made a mistake by the Shechita, which once they did, so then they couldn't do anything about it, so they sent somebody up the roof to make sure. Okay, Rashi. The Leslie Takanta, in Igiyazman Shechita, in Heir HaMizrach, the Eish Lishchot HaSatomit. It is the, what's it called, is the east sky lit up. In other words, is the sun rise or not? Shashchita psula belayla, dechsi biyom zivchachem. Shchita is possible belayla. The lesli takante nishcha belayla. If it was shechted, but night it's possible. The isli takante im sidrin belayla parkon v'chosher v'sodrin biyom. If you put the shnei gzireyetzim on the mizbeach by mistake at night, all you have to do is take them off the mizbeach, put them back on. Lekachlo he trichu lalos legag veliros im higia im heyer amizra. Therefore, they weren't matrich somebody to climb up to the roof of the mikdash or onto the wall and to see if it was taka daylight or not. They were somech on what she also hatorech lo he trichu elish apam achas olam mor halavana v'dimu sheheyer amizra v'shachtu esatami kiriktani lo beperagimel next tomorrow's omen. One time the moonlight looked like it was daylight and they shechted the korban atomid by mistake at night. So from then on, they sent somebody up to see if he could see over the buildings to see that if the sun taka came up. But Sidur Gzirin, Sidura Bekarka, Azara, Mishahira Mizra. But Shnirik say Gzirin, they didn't bother somebody to go up on top of the thing. They just looked on the floor of the Azara to see if it looked light. And if it looked light, they put them on. If they made a mistake and it was moonlight, right, if that happened again, so big deal. So they'll take the Gzirim off the Mizbeach and put them back on again. The Imtob, the Mor Halavona, Loich Mislu, Shariyesh Takona Bedover. Right, if they made a mistake, so they'll take it off, put it back on. But Mishrita, if they make a mistake, there's nothing you can do about it. It's possible. Therefore, they, what's it called? They make the extra tircha of going up on the on up to the roof to see if the sun taka came up or not. Okay. For what?